prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 19 June 2023. Every time I say 20-something, it just sticks in my mind that it can't be possible. I mean, my goodness, but here it is, 2023. Just less than 7 years away from what they call Agenda 2030. And the things I'm reading about that is coming up, no meat, very few private vehicles on the road. I mean, folks, I know that sounds so far-fetched. But believe me, they have gained ground by leaps and bounds in my lifetime towards this so-called New World Order. Now, tonight, I'll bring up a guest in a second that he's been on the program several times over a lot of years, but only as a call-in. I've known the man now for a long time. He's poured this ministry for more years than I can remember. And now we all know him from Daryl from Pennsylvania. His name is Daryl Eberhardt, a 20-year military retired military intelligence. And no, that's not an oxymoron. That I merely mean that. Military intelligence has been around the horn, so to speak. We're going to let him share some of his thoughts in a minute. And the next half hour, we're going to bring up our guest. Now, folks, this I'm going to tell you real quickly. This is important. I finally found a product here that I can offer on the air called Sugar to Fiber that actually helps diabetics. It truly does. That doesn't mean that you can go out and feast on cake and candy and mashed potatoes. I didn't say that. But what you're doing now, trying to control your sugar and trying to take care of your A1C, Sugar to Fiber will help you do that. It's a product that actually works. And I would not say that if it wasn't true. Believe me, if it wasn't working for me, I wouldn't talk about it. And I ran out of it myself about a week and a half ago, and I can see a difference. I got some more in, so I'll start back on again tomorrow. But nonetheless, I can see a difference. It actually works. In a little bit, we're going to talk to Frank Davis, the gentleman who came up with this product, and I'm going to make an offer to you all tonight, and I want you to pay attention, please. And if you have somebody, if you're not diabetic, know somebody is, please pay attention. Their product will help them. We offer it through the ministry. It helps pay the bills. It truly does. I don't take a dime out of this ministry, folks. I don't take a penny out of this ministry. I really don't. I never have, because we're just trying to keep the bills paying ahead above water. So you want to talk about Sugar to Fiber or the Vitamir toothpaste or mouthwash or the Strauss products, whatever. Our office number is 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. Or if you have long distance, you can call us at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. If you call the number anytime between 9 and 4 Eastern, Monday through Friday, it'll be answered. 4 days out of the week, all but Thursday, it's answered by Lisa. Lisa's our answering service, and she's a sweet lady. She truly is. There may be times you might miss your call, being on the phone with somebody else, but she'll call you back. Leave a message, she'll call you back. If you have prayer requests, you want to get to the ministry. If you want to place orders, she can take it also. If you want to speak to me, she'll find me and I'll call you back. Folks, I am not unreachable. I'm just a servant, just as you are. So don't think that because I'm on the radio and been on for over 30 years and people listen to all the world that I'm anybody special. I'm not. I'm only a servant. I have nothing to brag on in myself except Christ. That's all I can say. Now, our guest tonight says Daryl Eberhardt. I'm going to let Daryl come on here. I think he has a prayer request or two. Then we'll have him give a little bit of a bio, and I'm going to keep him on for about 20 minutes and turn him loose, and we're going to talk to Frank Davis. Daryl, come on in.
Right, and I have a couple quick things, as I said, to say before we get into my very interesting background, which the Lord God Almighty, I believe, gave to me. But before we do, like I said, I'd like to say a couple prayer requests, and I'd like to say a couple things about Pastor Butch Paw. What Pastor Butch Paw just said to you about he's very accessible, I've called a number of times asking Lisa up in Wisconsin to please find Pastor Butch for me and have him call me. And Pastor Butch has always done it. He's always gotten a hold of me within a very reasonable amount of time. So Pastor Butch Paw is accessible. So please, please keep that in mind. And what I wanted to say on a couple of first, I have a testimony to praise God because I can hardly walk, yet I haven't fallen and broken my neck or my back. And I almost fall like three or four or five times a day. I have my carotid arteries on both sides of my neck blocked from 70 to 90%. I should be dead. I should be dead. I should be dead. But God's kept me alive for a reason. So I want to thank God for the miracles that he's already given to me. And when Pastor Butch and I pray, Pastor Butch often tells how important it is to praise and thank God for what we have. And that's so important. So I urge everyone to please praise the Lord for his mercies. And don't look at the glass of water that's half full. Look at the glass of water that's don't look on it as like it's half empty. Look on it as it's half full. So I am a walking miracle, and I just wanted to praise the Lord for that. I wanted to ask prayers for a couple folks real quick, and it's very important. Please pray for Marcia Jean Paw. That's Pastor Butch's better half. And she has osteoporosis. She doesn't need a fall. So pray that God will protect her from falling. Pray for Pastor Butch for guidance, what to do with Call to Decision Ministries, please. Pray for Pastor Mike, Hoggard. He had been electrocuted a while back, almost to death, and his discs are fused together, and he's been COVIDed. His church has out there in Bethel Church in Festus, Missouri, been COVIDed. I'm making up a word here, folks. COVIDed. They've been COVIDed probably about 8 to 10, 12 times because he speaks out against Rome. And his son-in-law was almost murdered for speaking out against Rome in Kenya. So he's been really hit hard. So remember Pastor Mike Hoggard in your prayers. Please remember Phil Hudock. He's got a bad hip that caused him a lot of pain. So please, please pray for Phil Hudock for healing. For Donna Roby, her hip needs healing. And she's got cancer in her hip, and she's a real trooper. Right, Pastor Butch? Donna Roby is a real trooper.
She is. Yes, she is.
She gets out and protests on behalf of life, where she can hardly move. Sandy Early, her adrenal glands are bad. Joe Cannon for his aneurysm. And I wasn't paid to do this, but Todd, the board operator, the great board operator, and his wife, Dawn, please pray for them. And Dawn's filled in for Todd a couple times. She needs your prayers, please. Joe Cannon, again, for his aneurysm. And my cousin, Alan, who has a traumatic brain injury. I have one from a stroke. He's got one from being too close to a car bomb that went off in Afghanistan while he was there. So we need to pray for some of our veterans. And by the way, one of our veterans, you can't pray for him now. He's dead. But Pastor Butch knows who he is, and that is Smedley Darlington Butler.
Butler, yes.
From Pennsylvania. He wrote a book called War is a Racket, where he told how he and his troops, by the way, he's a double Medal of Honor recipient and also a major general in the Marine Corps, which at that time was the highest rank, that they didn't have the 3- and 4-star generals then. Smedley D. Butler wrote about a book called War is a Racket, where he talked about how he had and he had been used and his troops as pawns for the power elite who foment the wars, orchestrate and choreograph them, and then make lots of money off of them. Right, Pastor Butch? They make lots
of money
off of people's tears and off of people's blood. So they're not my favorite people in the world. So I just wanted to say that, and please do the prayers, folks, and please support Pastor Butch. I may mention a few other people, like I did Pastor Mike Hoggart there, some other pastors, but this is Pastor Butch's show, and I want you to support Call to Decision Ministry by using, by the way, I'm going to talk like Summer Gray, you know, like a machine gun to try to get some information out here. But please support Call to Decision Ministries. He mentioned Vitamir, the toothpaste, and the mouthwash. I use them. Pastor Butch offers a lot of good products, and you can help your health and also help Pastor Butch's Call to Decision Ministry by purchasing some of those materials. As Pastor Butch said, and I have it memorized, I think, calling 1-800-777-4403, or if you can pay for it, call the, what is it, Pastor Butch,
304-846-4448.
Yeah, yes. And call it and order some of those materials because they work. Stroh's and other products that he has, they work. So, Pastor Butch, my background real quick and a quick snapshot is I was in the intelligence community for 26 years, rounding things off approximately 12 years in the U.S. Air Force, mostly on flying status, flying on RC 135, R stands for reconnaissance, and RC-130s. So I spent most of my Air Force career flying around the Soviet Union and in the Mediterranean Sea, getting shot at by one Soviet fighter tried to shoot us down, and we dove into the clouds and escaped him, thank God. And a few of the guys on the plane lost a few things. They weren't killed, but they soiled their pants. I'm trying to put things in a nice way, but they were kind of scared. I was too dumb to be scared, Pastor Butch. I was just trying to do my job on the aircraft. They're not airplanes in the Air Force, folks. They're called aircraft. And I was in what Pastor Butch was in. It was called the old U.S. Air Force Security Service. It later changed its name several times. It became the Electronic Security Command, and then changed its name another time. Then it became, I forget, about 3 or 4. I don't know why these intelligence agencies sometimes keep changing their names, like the KGB.
They call it SAC, Strategic Air Command.
Yeah, we flew with the Strategic Air Command.
Yes, yes.
On the RC-135s.
And you know, we were CIA workers, to tell you the truth, is what we did. Now, I didn't work with the CIA directly, but we were, we'll say, underlings that helped them gather information all over the world. That's who we basically worked for.
Yes, and that's, unfortunately, that the military, what they call intelligence services, were really under the CIA. And if you ever were anywhere around the world, you generally, one time or another, run into one of the CIA men that was the liaison with your military service, intelligence service. So, yeah, the CIA's got their fingers in everything. They're just sort of like another big secret society that I know of and we may not get into. But, that was my time in the military. And then I switched over to the Army to take a warrant officer appointment. I became a chief warrant officer, too. And then I later traded in my warrant officer appointment for a direct commission to captain as a 35 Alpha Tactical Intelligence Officer, and they changed names of the different services. The old Army Security Agency became Military Intelligence. And so, yeah, a lot of these people keep changing their names, I guess, to protect the guilty. I mean, innocent, right, Pastor Butch? And so, I'm very opinionated.
Your experience got you traveled a lot, and you learned to speak several languages and what you were doing. And I know that you were handling, I'm sure, a lot of top-secret information, as I did. And a matter of fact, for 10 years after I was out, I was not allowed to discuss some of the things I did, nor share some of the, I guess you call, codes I knew for a long time. But, yeah, that was part of your standard operations also, I'm sure.
Yeah, I had, as I'm sure you had, because we were both in the old U.S. Air Force Security Service, I had a top-secret SI clearance, and later on, I picked up a couple extra clearances when I was a senior instructor out at the Army's Intelligence Center and School at Fort Huachuca, Arizona. And I was a senior instructor. I helped train instructors, and thankfully the Lord gave me the ability to speak. And about an E3, I was briefing generals in the Air Force because the E6s and E7s didn't like to brief them. So they figured this young guy that could motor mouth with the best of them and wasn't afraid to get up in front of generals and brief them on the locations of the surface to air missile sites they might encounter. So the Lord gave me a motor mouth and the ability to speak on these important subjects. And I would remind everybody that all of us, and I think Pastor Butch will agree 100% on this, all of us are called to be in what I call an Ezekiel chapter 3 and Ezekiel chapter 33 ministry. We're all watchmen on the wall, and we're supposed to be giving the warning out to folks as quickly as we can and as best we can. And Pastor Butch and I, when we pray, may we more efficiently and more effectively serve the body of Christ, being good intelligence officers to them and let them know what's coming down the tubes. And that is something that Pastor Butch Paw does really, really well. He warns people about the dangers out there. And so we should all be very thankful for courageous pastors like Pastor Butch Paw. And he won't toot his own horn, but we're very lucky to have him there. And that's why we should be supporting Call to Decision Ministry, buying the good products that they have, helping our own health, and also spreading the word. So please, 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 if you get anything out of me being on this short time with Pastor Butch, support Call to Decision Ministry and support pastors like Pastor Butch that are telling you the truth. And don't sugarcoat it. Don't put candy cotton all around it, but they just tell you the truth. And besides that, Pastor Butch has given me probably one of the best friends I've ever had. He's a Christian brother. His name is Phil Hudock. So please pray for Phil and Lynn Hudock and their children, please. And I think Pastor Butch would say amen to all of those things.
Amen. Amen, I would. You and I are not too far apart in age. We were in the military. I was in from 67 to 71. You was in longer than I was, obviously.
I went in 65, straight out of high school.
Okay, I went in 67. I went to high school too long. I got graduated in 66, and 67 went to the military. But I'm seeing some of the things that I witnessed when I was in there that we saw going on in other countries. We'll say the invasion of countries by undercover agents to instigate riots in towns. And now I knew the CIA was doing that. Even then, we knew they were doing it, and we knew that. But we thought it was okay because we're supposed to be the good guys. Now we see the same thing happen to us. And I'm certain the CIA is involved in that also to undermine this country. But you know what goes around comes around. When I track troop movements and M16s, MiG-4s, and different things, when I was in there, military movements all over Southeast Asia and all over the world, actually, it hadn't dawned on me that one day America will be on the receiving end of things that we were doing in other countries, Daryl. But we certainly are there now.
And as you know, probably Jack McClam, who wrote the book Operation Vampire Killer 2000, everything that he put in back his book, everything that you've been saying for decades, is happening in spades to us right now. I never met Jack in person, but I talked to him numerous times on the phone, him and his wife, Angie, and everything that Jack put out in that Operation Vampire Killer 2000 book is coming true in spades exponentially right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Go ahead.
And that video, those real short videos that Radio Hawk sent to me, like 2 minutes apiece or three, of all the troops moving around in the U.S., there were some pretty heavy-duty, heavy equipment in that.
Yes.
And my cousin and I were looking at some of the numbers on the vehicles, and we're not recognizing units that we knew when we were in. So something's gone on here with for that much heavy equipment to be moving around in many states. I forget, in my state of Pennsylvania, there was a short video of a film from Philadelphia. And there, some of that equipment is really heavy equipment. It's not like just a couple of the old World War II Jeeps. This is real heavy-duty equipment, and it's happening in a lot of different states at the same time, which tells me they're getting ready for something, and it may not be just moving a few troops around the country for exercises or something. I think something serious may be afoot. So be in prayer for yourselves and for your families that God would give you discernment and wisdom what to do at this time, because when this comes down, Pastor Butch, it's going to come down like a sledgehammer.
Yes, it is. I know about a month or so ago, one of my guests revealed the facts that Chinese troops come across the border. I believe it's Doug Thornton, but I'm not going to say for sure. They estimated around half a million coming across the border already. I'm talking Chinese-aged men, not wearing uniforms, coming across, and they come across by themselves. Now, folks, now the Homeland Security, I just read on the Melody's program today, Melody's Henderson broadcast, that they know that for sure in the last little while it's been at least 10,000. They know what come across. So with us moving equipment all the country, Chinese age military men have ties. Now, this is out of Homeland Security. This is right out of Homeland Security. They have ties to the Communist Party, Chinese Communist Party. They have ties to it, and they know it. Yet they're coming across, don't know where they're going, and I don't know why they don't seem to care. If Homeland Security knows about it, why are they allowed? You tell me that. So they're moving in. And who knows what they're doing when they get here, who they're meeting up with, who they're gathering up with. But I do believe, Daryl, and I was intelligence also, not as deeply as you were, but I understand when I see this kind of movement, there's something coming up in the future that we just ain't going to like. And, folks, I'm telling you that you better prepare yourself, because I don't think this is years away. I think at most it's months away. Now, I could be wrong. I don't set dates. But it's getting off close.
I agree 100% with Pastor Butch. Doug Thornton was down on near the southern border there checking things out. By the way, everyone, please mark your calendars, because Pastor Butch, who's had Doug Thornton on, Pastor Butch is going to have Chris Pinto on 21 June, Wednesday, 21 June. Chris Pinto is an award-winning filmmaker, so mark your calendars. Wednesday, 21 June, Chris Pinto is going to be on Call to Decision Ministries, and you don't want to miss Chris Pinto. Chris Pinto, by the way, has posted a nice picture of the Jesuit church down there in El Paso that he recognized right away whenever Doug forwarded him a photograph back. And by the way, the Jesuits are coordinating all of this immigration, and they really promote it. So just be aware that there's some bad guys out there, and the secret societies are set up just like the intelligence agencies, Pastor Butch. They're compartmentalized.
Oh, yes.
In other words, the lower-level people, even the mid-level people, don't have a clue what's really going on. But the people at the very, very top of the intelligence agencies, they know what's going on.
Yes, they do. and their oil run out, we're down about the last 3 minutes already. But from what you did when you were serving active duty, what you're seeing now, and what you've been watching, you and I go back a lot of years, Darrell. We covered a lot of information. You were down to visit us at a couple of our meetings and years ago, and you've been around a long time with this. I know you've been seeing what I've been seeing, maybe in more detail. We've been seeing a buildup of the takedown of this country almost every day, incrementally, being brought in inch by inch, and as the old generation dies off, the new generation doesn't see it. But we see it, don't we?
Certainly do. And by the way, men like Samuel Finley Breese Morse, the guy that invented the telegraph and that, he was writing back in the 1830s about how he was told by a Roman Catholic cardinal over in Rome, hey, we're going to take you guys over, and we're going to take you guys over through immigration. We will take you guys over through immigration. We will turn you into a Roman Catholic country, and we are going to. We own you already. He bragged. The cardinal did, but guys like Samuel Finley Breese Morse and others were writing and warning us that we were going to be taken over through heavy immigration, which they were aiming at the big cities, and that these guys warned us. So we were already warned, and they eliminated most of these guys' books. I have a lot of them as optically scanned reprints, but most of them are disappearing, or they've raised the price on them so much. A good classic book is Rulers of Evil by F. Tupper Saucy, and he showed how every key position in the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives, like finance, armed forces, were all controlled by Roman Catholics. So people, I know this is not anti-Catholic here. There are some good Catholics out there for sure, but the hierarchy of the church, I cannot vouch for Pastor Butch, because the hierarchy of the church is rotten from the top to the bottom, not just the pedophile priests, but also the people that are eliminating our history.
Well,
these
I agree,
are the
and
book burners.
I'd say this too, Darrell. I, from what I've seen in all so-called hierarchies of religions, I don't care what's Protestant or Catholic or whatever it is, the hierarchy have sold out. And most of them are doing it for the money. They're doing it for the money and the power and the wealth. We know
the
that.
The so-called Protestants and evangelicals, Pastor Butch, are daughters of the harlot.
Absolutely.
They're daughters of the harlot. So what the harlot does, they do. And that's why most of these pastors will not say a single word about what's really happening in the country. The vast majority of them have been bought off, scared off, and or have been bribed off.
Okay. Hey, Darrell,
so thank
your time,
you
my friend. Good
Pastor
talking
Butch,
to you.
God bless you. Love
God
you.
God bless. Folks, back at the break, we're going to talk to Frank Davis. If you have any questions about, if you're a diabetic, have any questions about the product, Sugar to Fiber, please call, because it works. I'm asking you to do that, not for me, but for you, because the products work. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back. I'll bring up guests now that I have only on the program in the past at least 3 times I know of. And if you have any, if you're a diabetic tonight, know somebody that is. If you have any questions about this product called Sugar to Fiber, I wish you'd call and ask about it. I really, truly do. If I didn't have 100% confidence in this product would work for you, I would not offer it to you. Because I don't make any money off this, like I said. This all goes back into the ministry. But I looked for a long time. I've tried different products but different people. I really have. I tried it personally before I even talked about it on the radio. And none of it seemed to work. Well, I tried this about 2 months before I brought it up on the radio. And I know what it did to lower my numbers for sugar levels, about 33%. Now, I just mentioned I ran out of it the other day, and I got some more in front of me right now. And I'm going to get back on starting, hopefully, by the, well, hopefully tomorrow, but I'll separate them out a week at a time. But nonetheless, the product actually does what it's supposed to do. It's called Sugar to Fiber. If you have any question about it, our number is open. It's toll-free, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. The gentleman who brought this to my attention, I heard it on another broadcast. His name is Frank Davis. He's with us tonight. I called Frank and said, Frank, I'd like to try the product. He didn't question me. He let me try the product. I was so impressed, we started stocking here at the ministry. Now, I wish I could stock. I wish I were moving thousands of bottles. I truly do, because I know what does people. We're not, but we're moving some out of here because people trust us and are trying it. And, folks, if it doesn't work, you let us know. Get the money back to you. Now, Frank, is that a fair statement?
That's a fair statement, yes.
Now, you tell the folks a little bit, I mean, for new listeners, tell them about who you are and how you come in contact with this product and what all you've seen through it.
Well, I've been in the health and nutrition business for approximately 40 years. And I got into it because I was dealing with health issues, which a lot of people, you know, get into their various professions, I guess, you know, especially in health and mental and everything else, trying to solve what they're dealing with. And I became passionate about nutrition. I realized we live in a day and age when things are not like they used to be. Our modern farming techniques and a lot of things and our processed foods and everything that we're eating today is deficient in the nutrients and the enzymes and other things. So we have to be ever more conscious about what we're doing to to help ourselves. And I probably almost 20 years ago, I connected with who I would consider the foremost expert in the world on enzymes and probiotics. Now, everything in the body, from blinking to thinking, requires enzymes. And unfortunately, when you cook any food to 118 degrees, heated up to that, you kill the enzymes. And so, that's why as we age, we end up dealing with a lot of different issues, especially some digestive issues such as acid reflux or irritable bowel syndrome or GERD, other, food allergies, etc. It's because our body doesn't have the enzymes now to break those foods down and process them, etc. You have lactose intolerant and gluten sensitive and all these different type of digestive issues that have to do with the lack of enzymes. So anyway, about 5 years ago, this scientist who I've dealt with for all these years told me that he was working on an enzyme, discovered an enzyme, because they're natural, they come in plants, all plants have enzymes, and that help them. For example, this particular enzyme is a enzyme that converts sugar to fiber. Well, in a plant, unlike a human, is able to create glucose that from synthesizing the carbon dioxide with the sun, and it creates the glucose, which enables the plant to grow. Just like all humans, we need glucose for energy and growth. The unfortunate thing in humans, though, in our modern diet, we're eating 5 to 10 times the amount of taking in glucose, and it's causing all sorts of health issues. Well, in the plant, there's an enzyme that converts a portion of that glucose that's created into starch that retains in the root, so that at night it still has the ability then to draw from that, an enzyme will convert that back into glucose for it to grow. There's also an enzyme that they discovered that converts that glucose in the plant to fiber that enables it to grow strong and firm straight up versus, just being limp. So that is the discovery that he's found, and then through a fermentation process, you replicate that enzyme. And the studies that we have done on that shows that it converts 50 to 90% of sugar that we consume in virtually any form, as long as it's not a monosaccharide, it's a disaccharide, meaning that like table sugar or starch or any of those, versus just pure glucose, and we'll convert 50 to 90% of that to fiber. And then what that does, a couple of things, it lowers your spikes, the glucose curve that we're struggling with in our body to flatten that out so that we don't develop all the type of health issues, including diabetes and other things that are associated with these out of control glucose curves. We recently in May conducted a study where we had 9 volunteers ages 20 to 65 in varying conditions of health to test the sugar to fiber for 10 days. So what we did, each volunteer wore a continuous glucose monitor that tracks and records blood glucose levels every 5 minutes. Volunteers were asked to follow their normal schedules, not changing what they ate or drank, what time they slept, how much they exercised, watched TV, or any aspect of their lifestyle. The only difference was that for 5 of the 10 days, they were told to take 1 to 2 capsules of sugar to fiber before any meal. The results were very positive. the average glucose level for the 9 participants improved by 3.1%. For the 5-day trial, this was a notable improvement in blood glucose. However, the most encouraging was the improvement in the blood glucose spikes. The group had a 62.2% improvement in the number of high glucose readings versus the 5 days without it. So the 62% improvement in terms of lowering the spikes that you get. And we decided to do it that way instead of trying to divide them up. Just divide them up in terms of 5 days on and 5 days off. Don't change anything, but take the sugar to fiber. It improved their average glucose levels, but significantly reduced their spikes.
Well, I want to say this. What I've noticed is, you're right, my levels don't drop too low very often, and they don't go real high very often. So you're right. It just kind of leveled it off. I mean, it keeps from going either way to extremes.
Yeah, and that's key. That's key. And statistically, there are 98.2% of our population have metabolic health issues primarily associated with the glucose curves, the spikes and the dips, And so to be able to level that out, lower your spikes, level that out, is huge in terms of preventing a lot of the health issues that we're dealing with.
Yes, yes. And folks, again, I noticed that my sugar, the levels didn't drop down in the middle of the night to have to get up and get something to eat. And they leveled out. They were very, very good in the morning, but not too low. And they never went overly high during the day. Now, that is important. I don't understand how that works. He just explained to you. I still don't understand it. But I know that's important for a diabetic, because extremes either way hurt your organs, hurt your body. Is that not true, Frank?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. The key, like I say, is what we're trying to do is flatten that curve so that we minimize the tremendous impact that has on our health. So, for example, when you have a spike, what that does is it releases, your body releases insulin to try and lower that spike. And when you release the insulin into your bloodstream, your body can only absorb so much of that. It can only, the insulin is trying to stash it, so it does it in the muscle and in the liver, and you can only do so much, and the rest of it then is stored in fat, created in fat cells. So, you know, there's just multiple benefits of being able to lower those spikes. And if you can take 9 people like we did and test them and show that we were able to lower their spikes by 62.2% over a 5-day period, it's huge.
Yeah, that is phenomenal. That is phenomenal. And I'm so impressed with the product. Now, you've been doing it. How long have you offered this product?
Only since last of January.
Oh, okay. I kind of gained the ground for myself. I was thinking longer than that. Okay. So the results you've had, I mean, what percentage would you say the people have said, hey, this has worked for me? 80%, 85%, 9%? What's the percentage you say that people are like
this? The only ones that, you know, we get very, very few that, you know, will take. What's interesting, I'll get a return bottle, and it looks like maybe 2 capsules have been taken out of there, and they said, that didn't work for me. I don't know what they were. I don't know what they were expecting in terms of, you know, and how they were amazing or whatever. I mean, it works immediately, but everybody's different sometimes, and it depends on what you're eating. If it's a heavy starch meal, you should be taking more than one. On some, I've taken as much as, you know, 3 capsules an hour before I eat a very heavy starch meal. And have very little bump in it versus, you know, sometimes taking one or two that, and everybody's little metabolism and the way their body deals is a little different. So you need to keep working at it for a little while to see. But that's why we did this 10-day trial, 5 days on and 5 days off, to show that when you look at the average, you're seeing how much your spike is going down and your blood level curve is flattening out.
See, that's something... I don't want to interrupt you, but I just want to say that's something that I didn't expect. I didn't expect it. I thought, you know, my sugar would start dropping now. It would pop bottom out more than it did before because this would lower it all over. But then I got to realize that this makes this leveled it out. It's not going too high, and it's not going too low. I didn't account for that. But so it makes perfect sense now that why the sugar level has come down, dropped 33% overall, but not going too low. That makes perfect sense.
Correct. Yeah, it's enabling your body to do to regulate it and flatten it out because all it's doing is providing the enzyme that, you know, God created, so to speak, to regulate our blood sugar as it does even in a plant. You know, it converts glucose or sugar, the starch, to fiber to enable that plant to go straight and strong.
Yeah, that's, folks, again, the product works. We offer it to the ministry because I believe in it. And I mean that sincerely. The product works. And I know it does because I use it myself. If I didn't believe in it, I wouldn't be offering it on the radio. But you can call us at the office, talk to Lisa. And we give 10% off the first bottle, which is $49.95. We let it go $45 for 10% off. And with two bottles, you get two bottles for $85. That's delivered price, all right? And I would try it for at least 2 months. Now, I take two before breakfast and two before supper. I don't eat much of a lunch. I don't do much lunch, and I try to cut back on supper. But I take two before, an hour before, with 8 ounces of water, before breakfast and dinner, and I have seen a difference in the sugar levels. To me, that's very important. I hear a lot of clinking in the background. What's going on there? You're making a lot of clinking noise there. But nonetheless, folks, the product does work, but I test it for 2 months. And I didn't see a big jump over 2 or 3 days. It took a couple, 3 weeks to see it really kicking in. So be patient with it. Get a bottle. It comes in 60 capsules. If you take 4 days, it's going to last you 15 days roughly. And I like for you to try them if you take two with each meal, I mean 4 days. Or you can try to start with one before meals, whatever you think you need to do. But watch for results. That's the only thing I can offer. Watch for results and watch how it works. You're going to be surprised and very pleased with it. And, Frank, what else you want to add? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I think you pretty well covered it. We do get some great testimonials all the time. Another lady wrote in and just told us that she's a type 2 diabetic, and she started taking the sugar to fiber, but she didn't tell her oncologist that she was doing because she wanted to. She was afraid he would tell her to stop. And anyway, she went in and for her, I don't know whether it's a quarterly appointment or whatever, but when he did her testing, her A1C had dropped. I'm trying to think of the total number. It was something like 7.2 down to 6.2 or something like that. Anyway, he just said, I don't know what you're doing, but whatever you're doing, keep it up, because your blood sugar levels are better reading, and your A1C is down. So anyway, I don't think she's even told him yet what she's doing. He just said, whatever you're doing, keep it up.
Keep on doing it. And, folks, I'm going to keep them on by another 2 minutes. If you have any questions, do call. I want you to ask questions to Frank. If you're a diabetic and know somebody is, and you have a heart to help them, this would be a fine gift for somebody to try it out and explain to them the seriousness of it. Haven't tried. They have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And this product actually does what it says it's going to do, or I would not be on the program talking about tonight. I just would not do that because there's no reward in for me. My conscience would not let me sleep at night if I was trying to do something that would hurt someone or wouldn't help somebody, and they spend money for it. So if you have any questions, 844-769-2944. We do want to hear from you. That's why we have the toll-free number. We want your input. If you tried it, let us know you tried it. If you haven't, you have a question, let us know. We want to take your calls and answer any questions you may have. That's why we're here. Like I said, so give us a call, 844-769-2944. And we'll get somebody to answer a call here, Frank, but I'm going to turn loose in a second. So since the 1st of January, middle of January, last January, whatever, it's just been about 6 months or less. So you have seen a great result, and are you seeing, I'm sure you've seen customer base grow by the thousands by now.
Yes. It's become, in the short period of time, our number one seller. And the reason is because, as you keep saying, it just flat works. People notice the difference. They feel the difference. I actually just private labeled to a firm who's been testing it. They ordered 200 bottles initially. And I just finished production, shipped it off last week for 25,000 bottles.
Oh, wow. Wow. Gee, that's for, folks, that's testimony by itself right there. That's definitely a testimony.
I mean, he's been in the business. He's been in the nutrition business, this company, for probably 30-plus years, and they do a tremendous business. He is convinced this will be his number one selling product because – he himself said, he made this statement to me. He said, he told me, I've been in this business for 30 years. He said, I have never had a product that I have noticed such a dramatic difference personally than this product. And then he said his kids and wife commented, you know, we've never seen you this excited about a product. But he was telling me, you know, all his personal experience with it. And like I said, he ordered 200 bottles to give it to different people to test it out. And he had such great results that, like I said, he came back and ordered 25,000 bottles. Because I have the exclusive on this product, he can't get it anywhere else. So, you know, he's used to producing his own stuff. And, but he's super excited about it.
All right, folks, we've offered a chance to call and ask you any questions. You haven't called, so I'm going to assume that nobody has any questions for Frank tonight. But, again, the product's available through the ministry here at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And I'm glad to answer your questions personally. If you have any questions you want to talk to me about it, you call tomorrow and let Lisa know she'll find me. I'll answer questions myself personally. I got a bottle in my hand right now. I'm looking right now. Sugar and fiber. Contains 59% of a meal's glucose. It converts, 59% of the meal's glucose to fiber, reducing glucose calorie by 50 to 90%. This product actually does what it says it's going to do. It's natural. It's not going to hurt you. It's absolutely, it's something that will help your whole body system work better because diabetes, especially the fluctuations, are really dangerous to the human body. So if you don't have any questions tomorrow, you call me. If you want to talk to me, glad to talk to you. And Frank Davis, thank you so much for joining me tonight, and thanks for being with us and sharing this product with people out there in the audience that I know have questions about this. And all I can say is I know you'll back it up. Is have them try. If you don't like it, we'll send the money back to them, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. God bless you, sir. Thanks for all you do.
Give it a good try. Don't just take one or two and you know, it's gonna take – if you take it for a week to 2 weeks, you will start noticing a difference, no question.
I noticed the difference. I think myself, for about 3 weeks, I started really paying attention to the difference. Yeah. Within a month, it was getting so it steadied out almost every morning in the normal range. I mean, it wasn't spiking up, you know, like 200 or something. It wasn't down to the 40s. Just leveling out to where I can live with it every day. And thank you so much for bringing this product to the people. And I'm kind of glad you're the only guy that has access to it. I appreciate that. Thanks for sharing it with us.
You bet.
God bless
you. Great to be with you again, Pastor.
All right, talk to you soon. Folks, I don't know what else to say. The product's there. I mean, it really is. Now, tomorrow night, we're going to have James McCannion with us. Yeah, James has not been on the program for a long time. This man is a walking encyclopedia of information. course, we do offer now his water filters to the ministry. They actually are better than the Berkey water filters. I'm dead serious. I wouldn't make it up. I sold Berkey for years, one of the top line ready-to-fit filters bar none. They got so we couldn't get them. We couldn't get this up. We couldn't get the parts. We couldn't get the filters, period. So James Smith and I did. It works even better. So Martin, it's James McCandy and Wednesday night, Chris Pinto. I haven't talked to Chris on radio for quite a few years. A man's going to be revealing some things to us you might want to pay attention to. And we're doing our best, my brothers and sisters, to bring this information to you. I don't know what else to do. You know, I'm praying, you know, Father, show us what to do. Not just talk about something. Show us how we can counteract this, how we can organize to make a difference. We're seeing kickback now on this so-called gay movement. I mean, this transgender perversion. We're seeing kickback on it. People are getting fed up with it. And people are being arrested for standing up in schoolhouses talking about the poor and talking to our children. We're seeing a kickback now. And, folks, that's exactly what the enemy wanted. It was a division and a fight. But you see, we're in a situation now that if we don't stand up and fight, they'll engulf us in a matter of no time. And if we do fight, we're playing right into the elite's hands. So it's kind of a lose-lose situation. But nonetheless, we're put here to fight, not to compromise, not to back down, not to shut up, not to sit down, but to stand up, speak up, and stand forward in a battle and move out in line with our Father's directions in this battle. And believe me, I won't get in detail right now, but I ran into a couple years to have known for a few months now. Is an acquaintance that found out that they have been demonically attacked in their home. The young man had been scratched by demonic activity. They've been having weird dreams and things. So the Lord will put you in places, in public places, where you would never think they'll be talked about. And this public place where I was yesterday, the young man knelt down where I was sitting, and we had prayer right there. The whole place could hear the prayer. I'm not biased about talking about this in front of the people. This is my calling. It's your calling also. Don't be shy in the name of Jesus. Don't be shy to mention who he is and what he's done for you. Pray against devils, as I did right there in the name of Jesus. Pray for deliverance for people, no matter what they may be. Pray for their health. Pray for their spiritual being. Pray for deliverance, as I did with this young man. Pray for deliverance, and be ready to give an answer when he asks questions. The young lady who happened to be his mother asked questions, and she thought she was doing the right thing. It was totally unbiblical and totally demonic, but she thought she was doing the right things. So our job is to educate, teach, and love and pray and deliver people if we can, and show people their transgressions, and pray for repentance for those people. Folks, we're not in this world to wait for the rapture or wait for our time to be up and go home. No, we're put here to work in the fields. That's what we're here to do. And over 30 years of radio, I've been doing this, and we've lost people to this program for years because somebody would tell them lies about us, and they believe it, folks. After listening to the program for years and years, they believe people's lies about us. I don't understand it. I just know Satan hasn't given up yet, and I ain't going to give up either. For the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow. Jane McCandy, have a wonderful night. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.